This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. We have three guests for our conversation this morning, and they come from the Connecticut Green Bank and OCO Sync. So we're going to be having a conversation with Alyse Lembo-Buzzelli, from the Connecticut Green Bank. She is the Director of Program Development and Origination. Alyse, good morning to the show.
Good morning, Morgan. Thank you for having us.
And I'd also like to welcome next David, or we might be calling him DJ Pliss, at our conversation. He's the Founder and Managing Director of OCO Sync. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Morgan. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on. And also, last but not least, Colleen Pliss, co-founder and the Director of Operations at OCO Sync. Good morning, Colleen, to you.
Hi, Morgan. Happy to be here today.
I'd like to start off first with the Connecticut Green Bank, and I believe that we've talked with them before, although it has been a little while. But just remind everybody about the mission here. How has this organization evolved since its founding back in 2011?
Yeah, so the Connecticut Green Bank, we're a quasi-state agency, and we support the state's energy strategy to achieve a cleaner, less expensive, and more reliable energy source while creating jobs and supporting the local economy. We do that by leveraging public dollars to attract private capital investment into the state through a number of different financing programs across commercial, institutional, and residential sectors. And our mission, as it's written, is to confront climate change by increasing and accelerating investment into Connecticut's green economy to create more resilient, healthier, and equitable communities. And since our founding in 2011, the Green Bank has grown quite a bit. We've grown to reach a total of nearly $3 billion in investment. Most recently, in 2021, we expanded our model kind of beyond the clean energy efficiency market to include new areas of environmental infrastructure related to climate adaptation and resiliency and environmental markets, including carbon offsets and ecosystem services.
And I'd also like to introduce the audience to a little bit more about what OCO Sync does. So, DJ, maybe you could take this question. I know that OCO Sync is relatively new and was founded as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act, which, again, that was relatively recent. So could you tell us a little bit more about the origins and the approach that OCO Sync takes?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were founded in 2022 with a mission to make energy efficiency more accessible. The Inflation Reduction Act certainly helped accelerate investments in this space, particularly for solar and somewhat with energy efficiency. But our approach to energy efficiency is first to provide a objective and data-driven recommendation so that our clients really understand the investment and we're able to help develop a program, an energy program, that aligns with their organization's investment criteria and ultimately values for sustainability.
And I don't know who would want to... Oh, go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sorry. And then we help structure funding through a unique set of grants and incentives, especially with our new partnership with the Connecticut Green Bank, to make these projects more affordable for those business owners.
I'm glad that you mentioned the new partnership that you guys have founded with the Connecticut Green Bank. And I don't know necessarily who wants to take this question next, or maybe several people want to take it and talk about it some more. But how did this partnership evolve between the two groups here?
Yeah, I can start that. So the Connecticut Green Bank, we offer an open RFP for partnership ideas for the CPACE program. The CPACE program is the main financing program that the Green Bank offers that's available to commercial property owners to do clean energy and resilience upgrades. So really, we want to, through this open RFP, we want to encourage our stakeholder partners to find creative ways to work with us and allow us to support them and their businesses at the same time. So OcoSync responded to that open RFP with a great idea for a partnership, and I'll let DJ talk about their idea a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we identified a need in the industry where we saw many property owners were funding solar before addressing energy efficiency improvements. The direction that the Department of Energy, the American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Engineers, and other global energy societies take is that they recommend an energy-first approach before renewables because the cost per unit of energy is often less with deep energy retrofits and solar. We also noted that CPACE is one of the best funding mechanisms for these projects because it's a long-term, low-interest loan applied as an assessment on the property, and it allows those energy efficiency projects and HVAC modernization projects to be financed in a way where the project could be self-funding through cost savings.
We're living in an era where energy costs are so very high, particularly in Connecticut. I mean, it's a problem that we heard a lot about this year, particularly after the summer. And then going forward, we have a winter coming up, and it's going to be likely colder, certainly, than the summer. I mean, that goes without saying. So when we look at these energy costs, whether it's residential or business, people are facing challenges being energy efficient and also making sure that the energy that they purchase, that they use, is affordable and that they can afford it. So could you guys walk me through what can be done in some of these instances where somebody's saying, I'm paying a lot and it's becoming a problem?
Yeah, I was going to say I could just start kind of, with some of the general energy related challenges that we kind of hear from property owners, and I think DJ can kind of talk through how OcoSync can help them address that. But generally, yes, you're exactly right, Morgan. We have very high energy prices here in Connecticut. I think that's not a secret to anybody. If you own a home or have electricity or own a business, we all are pretty aware of those high prices. So that's certainly something that we all have to contend with. Another kind of aspect of our buildings here in Connecticut is that a lot of our buildings are older. There's dated infrastructure, and along with that dated kind of infrastructure, you also have dated, inefficient equipment. So, of course, when you have inefficient equipment and high energy prices, you're not only paying for those high energy prices, but also for the inefficiencies that go along with the equipment. So those are some of the big challenges that the property owners face. And a lot of times they're not really sure where to start or how to navigate the complexities of managing a clean energy project. They're trying to run their business on a day-to-day, and so they really don't have, the time or even the knowledge to understand, incentives and financing and what different mechanical systems are and how they all work. So I think that's where OcoSync can really come in and help them address that aspect. I'll let DJ talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, thank you. That makes a lot of sense. And Morgan, you brought up a lot of the energy costs associated with operating a building, but we like to look at it as more of an operational cost. And Elise brought a good point where you have old equipment. All that old equipment needs to be maintained. With the age of a lot of the building stock, we see that it's more often the best practice to keep these systems operating rather than replacement. With investments in energy efficiency, you're also able to replace these aging systems with newer systems that have less of a maintenance burden on the project. Our energy efficiency upgrades really focus on targeting rising utility and maintenance costs so that we can create a program that is self-funding through these upgrades.
When we talk about these upgrades, DJ, and maybe Colleen, you could take this question as well, is there a difference in your eyes between business needs, commercial needs, and private residential needs?
Our primary focus is on commercial and industrial building owners. We understand that there are a lot of upgrades that homeowners can do, and there's a lot of resources that are funded through Eversource that help focus on energy efficiency for homeowners.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Face Connecticut. For those of you just joining us this morning on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and also 96.5 TIC, I have three guests with me this morning. We have Elise Lembo-Buzzelli. She is the Director of Program Development and Origination at the Connecticut Green Bank. Also, two folks from OcoSync. We have the founder and managing director, David DJ Pliss, and also Colleen Pliss. She is the co-owner and director of operations at OcoSync. Another question for you guys, David and Colleen. OcoSync's EPF services aim to simplify complex energy improvement projects. And maybe you could walk us through how this process works for those building owners, commercial building owners.
Absolutely, Morgan. Our energy program facilitation services are designed to support building owners through every step of their energy improvement projects. So we begin with a no-cost scoping study where we visit the property to determine potential opportunities. This could include HVAC upgrades, optimizing industrial equipment, building automations, insulation. We look at everything. If there are opportunities identified, the building owner can determine if they'd like to move forward with a technical energy efficiency assessment. This takes a few weeks and involves data logging equipment to understand usage patterns and have concrete data to support which energy efficiency measures will have the most significant impact. And that's when our ETF services come in. We not only help develop the project, but we also manage the competitive bidding process to ensure the best value for contractors, materials, and installation, and we provide project management throughout. After installation, we continue to provide support by performing measurement and verification to ensure that energy savings are achieved as projected. And if adjustments are needed, we step in to fine-tune the SIP systems to maximize that performance.
Colleen, what have you guys been hearing about this so far, right? From the folks that you've been working with and helping and where you've been involved, what are you hearing?
I think building owners are very busy people. They don't always have the time or resources to carry out these large-scale projects. They need support from an expert. And also, people are worried that energy efficiency is expensive, so they're looking for affordable, accessible ways to make these improvements.
And David, have you been hearing anything specifically yourself?
Yeah, there's been a lot of positive feedback from our EPS services. We're able to help organizations on a decision maker level come up with a strategic energy management plan, and we're using that to help structure their investments.
And I'd like to talk a little bit about the finances, particularly at OcoSync, but we can also talk about the Connecticut Green Bank too. What role does CPACE financing play in this partnership? And how does it enhance the impact for property owners?
Yeah, DJ, I can start that. So in terms of CPACE financing, so it really gives property owners a way to pay for the upgrades and opportunities that the OcoSync team is presenting. So
the OCLOSING team is going in there and identifying possible upgrades, ways to make their building better. And as Colleen just mentioned, and I mentioned earlier as well, property owners are interested in making their buildings more efficient, more comfortable, less expensive to operate, but they may not have the capital set aside to do so. So using CPACE gives property owners an option to make those improvements happen through long-term, low-cost financing.
DJ, anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, and when Elise says long-term, low-cost financing, the Green Bank is offering a interest rate that's below market rates at this point. They're also, with the CPACE mechanism, you're also able to extend the loan to the effective useful life of the equipment that's being installed. So if you're replacing an old boiler with a new boiler, you can get as long as a 20-year loan for that upgrade. Now, when we bring in other energy efficiency measures, the cost of the loan can be structured so that the savings that are being obtained from these energy efficiency measures, these boiler replacement upgrades, that those over the term of the loan fund the investment.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It is Face Connecticut, and we're having a conversation this morning, a joint chat, if you will, with the Connecticut Green Bank and OCOSync. I'd like to ask, DJ, we'll start with you. When we think about how OCOSync is relatively new, founded in 2022, coming out of that Inflation Reduction Act, and the Connecticut Green Bank, which goes back to 2011, you guys are partnered, and I'm sure, David, that you're learning some things from the Connecticut Green Bank that are helping your mission. So being relatively new and partnering with an organization that is a little bit older, what have you guys been learning, maybe from each other, and what have you been learning from the Connecticut Green Bank?
The voice for energy efficiency needs to be amplified, and the Green Bank provides us with that voice. They've been in business. They started in 2011. It started out as CEFIA. It's evolved since then, but with energy efficiency becoming more important, cost reduction and operating costs are more important than ever. Getting our voice heard makes a very big impact for our organization.
And I have the same question also for Elise. You know, you guys are partnering with OCOSync, and you're more established as far as the years go, but OCOSync is bringing a new perspective to things as well. So what are you learning from this partnership?
Yeah, I think DJ's correct. It's really been a way for us to learn more about what the needs are of the property owners that we're hoping to serve with CPACE financing. And we've kind of come across this over the years. We've noticed that there aren't a lot of efficiency projects that are happening, and we've been trying to kind of crack that code for many years. We do a lot of solar PV projects through the CPACE program at the Connecticut Green Bank, but efficiency projects were fewer and farther between. So working with OCOSync, with Colleen and DJ, and hearing about, you know, the different aspects of an efficiency project from start to finish that are the pain points for property owners, and hearing them kind of come up with new and creative ideas to help them through that process has been really amazing, and we're looking forward to seeing some of the projects that we're just starting to see trickle in come through to full fruition.
Elise, with those projects that are just coming in and you're watching them, as you say, come to fruition, what's next in this partnership?
Yeah, so I think the idea is that this partnership is a long-lasting one. Where we just launched it a couple of months ago, so we're still kind of in the beginning stages. But I think that the folks at the Green Bank that are working with me on this, you know, the Green Bank part of the team, and DJ and Colleen and their team have been really wonderful to work with. I think we work really well together, which is important in a partnership. But I think we have really high hopes that this will create some new opportunities for for OCLSync, for the Green Bank, but most importantly, property owners to really dive in and do some deeper, more comprehensive efficiency projects that will really enhance their buildings and hopefully help to increase their bottom line.
And same question for you, DJ and Colleen. What do you think about this partnership thus far, and where is it going?
Yeah, I think it's been a great way to amplify our voice. But like Elise was saying, you know, we're looking out for property owners that have a poor performing building, and this provides the way that they can structure their energy efficiency investments, replace older equipment, and also add solar so that they can decarbonize their entire building. So I think it's a great way to holistically improve these buildings locally in Connecticut.
In our final moments together, everybody, again, I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Face Connecticut. And I've had three guests on this morning. We've heard from Elise Lembo-Buzelli. She is the Director of Program Management. She is the Director of Program Development and Origination with the Connecticut Green Bank. Also, DJ Pliss, also known as David Pliss. He's the Founder and Managing Director of OCLSync. Also, we have Colleen Pliss, Co-Owner and Director of Operations for OCLSync. So I would imagine that some listeners out there are curious. Maybe they want to learn more. What do they need to do? Where do they go to learn a little bit more about this partnership and maybe how they could take advantage of what you have to offer?
Yeah. So listeners, if you'd like to check out the Connecticut Green Bank website, it's ctgreenbank.com. We have a landing page for our partnership with OCLSync. That's available. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but DJ and Colleen, you may remember what that URL is.
ctgreenbank.com/EPF.
There you go. Thank you. But we have a landing page there that you can learn more about the EPF services and the partnership with OCLSync and the Green Bank. There's also a very short intake form that you can fill out that will get us started and get us in touch with you. Colleen and DJ's team will get in touch with you and kind of start the exploration process to see if the EPF services are a good fit for you.
And just to recap here, if somebody's just joining and maybe they're curious about what all of this is about, just in general, maybe David, what would make somebody say, maybe I should check this out? Who is qualified for what you guys are offering?
We look at all commercial and industrial businesses and building owners. One of our core focuses is on manufacturers and nonprofits. We find that these types of building owners might not necessarily have the technical resources needed to understand their investment in energy efficiency, and our energy program facilitation services aim to fill that gap within their organization. So we help them understand the investment, we help identify energy efficiency opportunities, and really create a strategic plan for them to go to their board or go to their CFO, CEO, to make this investment.
All right, Elise, David, and Colleen, you guys have been great. Thanks for coming on Face Connecticut with me this morning.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Is there anything else that you guys wanted to mention?
I think for building owners hesitant about energy efficiency projects, we've worked hard to make this partnership an excellent opportunity with a clear path to success. So we hope people will check out the landing page and reach out to us if you're interested in doing an energy efficiency project.
Well, I think that about does it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good afternoon. Bye. Take care.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.